Julia Louis-Dreyfus fundraising with fabulous Stacey Abrams to turn Georgia blue blue blue. By Hannah Blow on December 28, 2020. Georgia's two Senate runoff races will decide the balance of power in Washington, D.C. Senate majority leadership within his reach. Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, recently declared, "Now we take Georgia, and then we change America." And now actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus announced on Monday that she will be joining the fabulous failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams to raise money for Democrat Senate candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock on Tuesday to flip Georgia blue blue blue. In a Monday video announcement, the Seinfeld star, standing in what she referred to as the fabulous rain in California, said she will be joining Abrams to raise money for both Ossoff and Warnock on Tuesday, 1 week prior to the January 5th runoff. And you know what else is fabulous and something else I'm grateful for? Stacey Abrams. I adore that woman and I adore everything that she's done for Georgia. Which is why I'm going to be talking to her on Tuesday, December 29th to help raise funds for turning Georgia blue blue blue. And I hope you'll join, she said, asking supporters to chip in any amount and to expect a good conversation in what she described as the final grassroots fundraiser for the runoff. Abrams also advertised the fundraiser on Monday, providing a link to snag tickets to the event. The event page asks attendees to chip in any amount for exclusive access to the final grassroots fundraiser of the runoff elections, featuring Stacey Abrams, moderated by Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Losses for Republican incumbents Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, would effectively strip the GOP of their majority in the Senate, splitting the upper chamber 50-50. Thereby giving the power to the party in the White House. While the GOP made unexpected gains in the House, Democrats continue to hold a slim majority. So dual losses would result in Democrats controlling both the upper and lower chamber, as well as the White House. On Monday, Abrams asserted that Republicans do not know how to win elections without voter suppression. When voter suppression was put on its heels in the 2020 election, through the work of Fair Fight 2020 and other organizations around the country, we saw voters turn out in record numbers and in record composition in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania and Arizona, here in Georgia, Abrams told CNN's Jim Sciutto. When we create access to the right to vote for eligible citizens, more people participate. And Republicans do not know how to win without voter suppression as one of their tools, she claimed.